Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Oh, Friday. I love Friday.
How good is a Friday?
Just love it.
Today's extra good because it's R&B Fridays live in Sydney tonight.
Yeah, it was on last night as well. I wonder if anyone's listening right now that went to the show last night.
God, that'd be a rough drive to work if they were.
We've got a bunch of music this morning for you for R&B Fridays live. We're loving that. We've got Craig David on the show a little bit later too. He's a smooth cat.
He is. God, he's got a good rig.
Yeah, he works out hard.
Did you hear there was that rumour or there was a fan theory, conspiracy theory, that he actually died back in 2002?
I haven't heard this theory, but I love it.
And he was replaced by a bodybuilder.
Seriously?
That's an actual conspiracy theory about Craig David.
Where have you seen that?
It's online. It's like a whole fan club that, like, believes it and stuff.
It's not on the black web. Remember that time you were on the black web with your friend that happened to be on the dark... Is it the black or the dark web?
The dark web. I wasn't on it. I was sitting behind someone who was on it.
Sure, mate. That's what everyone says who's been on the dark web.
But there's all these... There's even, like, a page on Facebook. It's like... I can't remember what it's called, but it's all these different conspiracies.
Can we ask him about this today, Craig David?
Yeah, he knows about it, perfect. I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
But like Miley Cyrus, they believe she died back in 2003 as well and all this kind of stuff.
Are these the same people that believe Tupac and Elvis are still alive?
Probably.
Yeah, they're those people,
probably.
Aren't they?
They're all those people. I love the rundown of the show this morning.
We're just talking about it.
Mm. How Aussie-fied is it?
Australia, mate. We've got Vegemite, the new Vegemite. We've got Buff Kangas to get to today on the show.
Just a bit of classic poo digging.
What is that after 6:30? What's poo dig?
It's exactly what it says.
All right. And Gorn fishing before 6:30. So keep it here, Australia, at CFM. And Tradie V Lady, I mean, come on.
Doesn't get more Australia than that.
And it's Friday the 13th. Well, live sound effects as well.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Have you heard of the gold rush?
The gold rush?
I'm just kidding. Of course you've heard of the gold rush.
It's not innuendo for anything, is it?
The gold rush. Are you joking?
You're talking about... Just tell me what it is and I'll...
The gold rush.
Yeah, explain more. Yeah.
There was all these people that went out to all these different towns...
And found gold. Yes.
To mine gold.
Yes.
Have you heard of the brown rush?
Oh, here we go. I knew it was going down the road. I knew it was coming. This is what I was waiting for.
Guys, the brown rush.
What's the brown rush?
It's the latest thing to mine gold. No, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Scientists at the Swiss Federal Institute of Aquatic Science and Technology...
God, that's a lot.
...recently...
Get that on your business card.
...estimated...
A long business card.
...around 43 kilos of gold... passes through the country's wastewater annually. That's every year. So
from what? Who's is someone pooing gold?
So to
are people pooing gold?
I don't know. People are flushing rings. People are having fights. To put that into perspective, they're larabingling it. Swiss waste treatment plants contain 2.31 million of gold every year.
Wow. And whose job is it to dig through that?
The question I want to ask this morning.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to sift through poo to get some gold?
Can I ask how much gold? Like, am I...
Mate, there's 43 kilos to be found.
Do I find all of that? Or am I finding like a little, you know, one little tiny piece of gold? Because it doesn't outweigh the digging through the brown part.
I see what you're saying.
But in short, yes, I would potentially...
The brown rush.
Yeah, I'd potentially dig through to get the gold.
I think people are actually doing this.
Well, I've got an ounce of gold at home, and 1 ounce I think is about just over $1,000. It's about $1,200.
Really? Yeah. Where'd you get that from?
My nan gave it to me for my 18th birthday, and I've held on to it since, yeah.
My dad always boasts about this necklace that he wears because he's an Italian.
Sure.
Obviously, he's got the gold chain.
Yep.
And he talks about how when he was in Italy, when he was like 19, he bought this gold chain for $800 back. Obviously, that's a long time ago.
Mm.
Apparently, the chain is now worth like $6,000.
$6,000.
That's how much gold has
increased
in over value. The years.
$6,000.
Yeah.
Any chance he would sell that, or is it more like a sentimental kind of...
I think he would never sell it. Like, he's keeping that forever. But I was thinking, obviously, in Swissland...
Yes.
Like, they're flushing heaps of gold and all that kind of stuff, and I get that the Pennywise movie has just come out, and, you know, the clowns all hide in the drains, but I don't give a damn. I'd be getting straight in the drain.
All right, well, you talk the talk. Can you walk the walk? Go out to the toilet here at the radio station... And start digging for that gold, yeah? In the sewerage. Come on, don't talk it up to us now and then don't go digging through the everyone at the radio station's poo for the gold. Go do
you
it.
You know that everything we say on here isn't the complete truth.
Why?
Because I would never be going digging in these toilets.
Come on.
I've seen what you do in there. Yeah. Sometimes you're in there for an hour.
Yeah, but you just need that little nugget, don't you?
Which one? What type?
Of gold, mate.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.
Hey, have you seen how buff kangaroos are getting these days? They are evolving into these buff specimens. Actually, while we're talking about it, just kick off the whole little... Just let's. Oh, yeah. Remember this?
Yeah, Skippy.
Skippy, if you remember, he was a weak little... skinny, puny little kangaroo, little sissy kangaroo.
He was tiny.
He's no buff kangaroo that you see these days.
There's some big ones getting around.
I'm going to post a picture on our Facebook page of how buff these kangaroos are at the moment. Have you, I mean, because you're from a farm, you were. Do you have any interactions with kangaroos on a daily?
Yeah, my dad, obviously, I grew up on an apple farm, and when we used to take the trail bikes through the farm, sometimes you used to see the kangaroos jumping through the trees.
Yep.
Holy hell, they can motor.
Any buff ones?
Yeah.
Any huge kind of
usually,
rip ones?
Usually they're like in a pack of, well, actually, usually they're in a pack, and there's always one really big male.
Oh, okay. How do they get that big? Are they just genetically that big or are they doing things to get that big?
What, like working out?
I don't know. Like, are they hunting and gathering and they just sort of build these muscles? I'm just fascinated by the evolution of it.
It's got heaps of, I think they've got heaps of testosterone.
Right.
Like the big male ones.
Look, well, there's an article written today by a guy by the name of James Weir, and he's saying that there's a body image issue in Australia.
Mm.
He's saying he's seen multiple times where people are saying, I don't want the body of Chris Hemsworth anymore. I want the body of the buff kangaroos.
Who's saying that?
Apparently people have been hitting up personal trainers across the country saying they want these buff kangaroo bodies, Bree.
That is weird.
It's very weird. But... looking at the, I mean, check that out. That is buff stuff.
Yeah, he's got a better rig than you, that's for sure.
100% he does.
That kangaroo.
Look, he just crushed that tin. I'm going to post that picture there. That's amazing.
You know what's scary is those kangaroos, because obviously horrible, but sometimes, you know, they'll jump onto the road and they get hit by cars. Those kangaroos there, like, they're huge and they can actually do so much damage. Like, they can really, really do damage to a car.
One of my favourite... bits of video, remember recently, was the guy when the kangaroo grabbed the guy's dog.
And he fought him off.
Was that real? Did we find... That was real.
I'm pretty sure it was real,
and he took on the kangaroo
and
punched the kangaroo in the face. I mean, we don't want to harm animals, but when it's got your dog in a headlock...
You've got to do
something about it.
Yeah.
Don't you? You've got to take these kangaroos on. So, I mean, look, we've seen Guy Sebastian, do the whole... keto's diet.
Do you reckon he's modelling himself off a male kangaroo?
Quite possibly.
Mm.
I'm just wondering if I can get the...
You know how you take in
rig.
The photo of Zac Efron to get your hair cut?
Here we go, yes.
Like, when you go to F45, like, what photo are you taking in? Because at the moment, you're not looking anything like Zac Efron or a male
he's
kangaroo.
He's buff too. He's ripped too, Zac Efron.
You're more looking...
Because I did the hair more than anything.
Yeah. He's so buff. Yeah. You're more looking like... Have you been taking a photo in of like a dugong?
I don't even know what a dugong looks like. Is that like a little jellyfish looking thing?
It's a sea cow. You left yourself open for that.
Mate, I'm heading into summer and you're saying I look like a dugong.
It's all right. I took in a picture of a hippo to my F45, and I think I've nailed it.
You're doing great.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.
We spoke about the new Vegemite that's on the market.
We love our Vegemite. We all adore our Vegemite.
That is old school, that is. Vegemite 17, yet to try it. We went on the hunt for it this morning, and it's tough to find.
It is tough to find. It's like a golden beacon.
Shout out to Loopy Laz, who found the gold for us this morning. Where did she find it?
I don't know.
Do we know where she found it? Producer Rach, at a Coles.
At a Coles. Nice okay. work, Loopy Laz. Yep. She's onto it. Yeah, so it's the new blend that Vegemite have bought out. I'm calling publicity.
Start. Okay, yeah.
And obviously it's working. We're talking about it.
We just paid $7 for a small jar.
It's about double the price of the normal Vegemite.
Yep.
So Producer H is working behind the scenes here.
So they're saying it's bolder and richer. Is that right? Than the regular Vegemite. Okay.
Interesting. So.
Can confirm it's actually smoother to spread on than normal Vegemite.
Ooh, the texture of the new Vegemite
is
even different.
It's like the premium Vegemite.
Premium Vegemite.
Okay. So you've got four different pieces of bread here.
And we don't know which one is the premium and which one is the reg. Okay.
Okay.
Well, just looking at it, just on look alone, one of them looks smoother than the other.
You think so? All right. Are we going to try this?
Yeah.
Let's try it.
Okay,
so, all right.
Well, that one's got sprinkles on it. What's that?
Well, try this one because this one was the same one I'm about to try.
Okay, yeah. So that's the get into that.
I love Vegemite. Okay.
Yeah, just tastes like Vegemite, that one.
You reckon? I reckon it tastes a bit different.
Pretty sure it just tastes like.
I've got a good
I'm pretty
taste
sure
buds,
even
mate.
The new Vegemite's going to taste like Vegemite.
To me, that tastes different.
Really?
Let me try the other one.
I feel like I'm, who's the cravat-wearing guy on MasterChef?
The first one was the new blend. I'm calling it.
Who's the
cravat? Gordon Matt Preston.
Matt Preston. I feel like I'm Matt Preston. Matt Preston. You've got to listen to him eat on TV.
Mm. I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think the first one was the new premium one. A bit smoother, not as stingy. Do you know how Vegemite can be quite stingy?
Because I'm sure heaps of people have described Vegemite as stingy.
No, it can. It can really sting. Who's that? Is someone...
That's yep. me, sorry.
Okay. Just
Producer
loving it.
Just... Which was the new blend?
Did we get it?
I can confirm
yeah.
that the new Vegemite was the second
no
one
way!
That you tried.
Get out. I like the original better.
Me too.
If that's the case, I like the original better than the new premium double the price Vegemite.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
What a waste
of actually,
time.
Now that you say that,
no, you can't.
The aftertaste is quite different.
Really?
Do you have any more of these bakery treats?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Channing Tatum. Oh, sorry. Oh, that was a genuine mistake. That was, I don't know what happened.
Oh,
honestly.
Karma, karma, karma.
Coming off the back of that song, and I thought, I need to mention Channing Tatum here, and my whole brain was taken over by Channing.
Channing Tatum hasn't even done a song ever, so.
Just need to regather, guys. The news of the week has got me too excited. I don't know
if
what
I ever
there.
Have I honestly... felt karma. It is right now.
That was Ja Rule.
Paying you back.
Ja Rule and Ashanti right there.
And Channing Tatum,
and
apparently.
And featuring Channing Tatum on the mic.
It is. Oh, that was so good.
That was a genuine balls up there.
Brain fart.
Yeah, 100%. But... Let's steer clear of me and can bring it back to Bree. Next
really,
on the show, next on the show, if you feel like we've talked about it too much, you're wrong. I hate to tell you that. But it's exciting times, and we're going to find out next whether, because yesterday all throughout the show we were checking to see if Channing Tatum had seen your message that you sent to him because he followed you on Instagram. And it's been a day, mate. If he hasn't, I'm telling
it's
you,
over.
It's over. It has to be
Don't
over.
Don't say that.
And, you know, it was great. I was hanging out with my best mate, Hamish, yesterday, and we were out on the boat, and we were just a couple of blokes, tops off on the boat, and I said, oh, mate, you wouldn't believe it. Channing Tatum followed Bree. He's like, no way.
He was excited.
He was loving it. And then he started giving me tips on how you can play. He goes, don't go too hard. Look, play it cool. Look, just don't, you know, you don't want to scare him off.
I've actually gotten a massive head over this because everyone feels like I've got a chance. to be friends with Channing Tatum?
You're one step closer than we are, and I invite anyone that calls this show to say, hey, Brian Gaundy, hey, Bree, how's Channing?
Can you not do that?
Because we love it.
That is annoying.
Bree has requested a limo to the airport off the back of it tomorrow because she won't get on a train. But next we find out whether or not he has seen, and imagine if he's replied as well.
I feel it in my waters. Like, he's at least seen it, surely.
Has to have.
It's been 24, no, more than that. Over 24 hours.
If there's one thing you want to feel in your waters, it's Channing Tatum. So
I feel him in my waters a lot, actually.
All right, mate, calm down.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.
The time has come. This is it. I've been waiting. It's all I've thought about, for real.
Is it actually,
though? To be honest, I'll be genuinely honest with you.
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
I am excited by this possibility.
In the
last... you and Channing Tatum could become friends. And you know what else I think?
Mm-hmm.
My mind goes to the top. Like, what if you're in one of his movies next?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Like 27 Jump Street.
Yes.
I'm down for it.
28 Jump Street. What are they up to now? I don't even know what they're up to.
I think we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Okay, well, let's dream big. Because Channing Tatum followed you on Instagram and he only follows 196 people. That's not many people. It's genuinely him, 15 million followers. We've looked into it.
He's got the blue tick of approval. I'm telling you, if this is a stitch up from you.
I wish it was, because it'd be great.
I would applaud you, because I'd be like, how the hell did you do it?
I'll tell you right now, it's not.
I don't think there's any way you can.
This is genuinely Channing Tatum.
It's the verified account of Channing Tatum. 100%. Like, I've looked into it. It's got the blue tick. He's got 15 million followers. I slid into his DMs.
Yes, you wrote him a message.
We talked about it yesterday.
Oh.
I wrote to Channing Tatum.
Yes.
Channing, you bloody legend. Cheers for the follow, mate.
Just keeping it real matey, right?
Yeah.
Just a casual.
Just real
casual
Australia.
Vibe. Now, we checked in and he hadn't seen the message.
This time yesterday. Oh, my God.
Has Channing Tatum, one, seen and two, possibly replied to the message? You haven't opened it yet? You're about to reopen it and find out live.
You're
on
making
with
me
us.
Nervous. Can you stop?
I'm nervous for all of us. Go.
Okay.
What happened?
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
I'm opening the message now.
One of the sexiest men alive.
In the case of, has he seen or not seen my direct message? Guys, he's seen it.
Oh! Channing's seen the message.
He's seen it.
He has seen a message from Brianna Tomasell. This is big stuff.
My brain hurts.
One of the most desired men in the world.
I like how excited we've got because he's seen my message.
The big question is,
are we going to go back into the drone?
We can if you like, yes. Has he replied to the message? I love building this stuff up. It's great.
Everyone.
Yes.
In the case of, has Channing Tatum replied to me on Instagram direct message?
Yeah, this is big for ladies worldwide.
He has!
Oh! Oh! Channing's replied to Bree! Channing Tatum has replied to Bree!
He's replied!
Magic Mike! Magic Mike.
I'm going to have one of these babies. 100%. I took it too far.
Ooh, this is big time. All right.
I can't deal with this. I can't deal with it.
What has Channing Tatum written?
It's a long reply.
Oh, I love this stuff.
Oh, my God.
What has he written?
Oh, my God. Whew. He has said Channing Tatum.
Yes, the Channing Tatum.
The worldwide movie star. You're effing hilarious.
Ooh. Get in there, mate.
And your family looks so fun that I literally want to be a part of it. Sorry, that sounds creepy, but yeah, straight stalking you and your family.
He's stalking.
What is going on? Is this real life? Is it a stitch up?
Channing Tatum is stalking you and your family. I mean, what?
It's Mama Di's dreams have all come true.
This is unbelievable stuff.
Jesus. And if you don't believe us, I'm going to screenshot this right now. It's the full legit truth. I'm not lying right now. We're going to post it to the CFM Facebook page.
Where do we take it from here? What's your follow-up? Are you going to write something back?
I'm too scared.
What, treat him mean, keep him keen? Is that what you're going to do to Channing? Come on.
How much of a baller am I? I'm not going to reply.
Oh, come on. Come on, we need to...
I'd like suggestions.
Okay.
On 13, 12, 16, what do I reply?
Yeah, love to hear from you. 13, 12, 16 from the ladies. And you can also ask Bree about Channing. I mean, she is your direct portal to one of the hottest men alive.
I wonder if Channing Tatum, if there's any chance he'd perform at my sister's bachelorette party.
Just go straight with that.
Right up. Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Well, it's funny, ladies are lining up to get a piece of Channing this morning. Amelia. In Gosford. Morning, Amelia.
Morning.
Hey, Bree. Hey, Gondi. How's Channing there?
Amelia.
Sounds so good? Yeah.
Don't get on this bandwagon that Gondi is trying to start, Amelia.
Everyone that calls the show, ask Bree about Channing.
Channing, mate.
Exactly. Come on!
You've already got too much.
So,
let us have this.
We're asking the question, Amelia, what should Bree send as a follow-up message? Because he's written back saying he loves the family.
He thinks my video hilarious.
Funny, yep.
And he's stalking my family. What should I reply?
Yes.
Okay, so I've thought about it. I legit think that this is your, like, Eminem lose yourself moment. You've got one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted.
I love that.
Just putting it out there, I think you just need to go, will you have my babies? He's already told you he loves you.
Go to the top.
You're in like Flynn. Just go straight to the top. What have you got to lose? One follower? Although it's Channing, it's a big follower to lose.
It's a big risk.
It is.
It's a risk.
It's topical, though, at the moment, Amelia. He has said he wants to have 12 children. I could be one of those people to have his kid.
All right.
Absolutely. You could be a sister wife. You're not far off it. Like, it's a logical next step.
Guys, I'm moving to the States to film a TV show, Sister Wives with Channing Tatum.
To pursue my dream. Sammy's in Gorick. Good morning, Sammy.
Morning.
Morning, guys. Morning, Bree. How's Channing this morning?
All right, Sammy.
It started. I love it.
No, it hasn't started.
Everyone that calls the show, I love it, Sammy. What's your reply to Channing?
So, I think that because he said that he loves your family, he loves you, maybe ask him if he wants to come and be a part of the family.
Ooh, would you like to be part of my family?
Imagine if he was
then
my...
Then you can have the babies. That's you can true. Get married.
It's all about the babies with the girls, isn't it, with Channing? It's like, it's Abby's babies.
You've got to lock him down. Imagine if he was my date to my sister's wedding.
Oh, well. Put that out there. Sometimes celebrities do that. They go to balls and stuff.
It's maybe like charity.
Yeah. You're a charity case.
I'll take it.
We'll follow this
I'll
to the
take
end.
It.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Sometimes I look around at my friends and I just think, you guys don't know what it's like to just get out on the ocean and just go fishing, you know? Just get with some mates and just feel
the wind
in your hair and the salt water, and you just throw a rod out and you just catch a bunch of fish, you know what I mean?
Out on the mighty ocean, a secluded bay somewhere. Where they're biting,
what the hell is this?
You'll find
Rex. I don't know, I googled Rex Hunt Fishing Adventures and this came up.
I love that show.
Remember that show?
Loved that show back in the day.
He was famous for kissing the fish and throwing it back in the water.
It was the only thing on a Saturday
pretty
afternoon.
Pretty much, yeah.
There was nothing better.
Not much else. There's not many fishing shows on anymore, is there,
no.
that I can think of?
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
How many times have you been fishing in your life?
In my lifetime, including yesterday? Four. So...
you're an expert.
If you want any tips... You can come my way, right?
Yeah,
I can,
you're a bloody expert, mate.
Now, look, to be honest, I've got no idea what I'm doing with a fishing rod. But one of my best mates, actually, Hamish, was on the coast yesterday with one of his mates and invited me out on the boat. I said, mate, to be honest with you, I don't know a great deal about fishing, but I'm happy to come along. I jump in the boat. And they're asking me to do things like, oh, can you throw the anchor out? Yep, no worries. Where's the anchor? Just point me in that direction and
starboard.
I'll do it.
Yeah. Oh. And you're like, where's that?
Is the starboard front or back?
Front.
Do you know that for a fact?
Right. I don't know.
I thought you'd be into the fishing. I thought you would have done a fishing with your dad, Big Steve.
I actually have fished quite a lot, but usually not on a boat.
Oh, okay, just off the rocks or something like that?
Yeah, just off the rocks or the bank.
Yeah, so I'm doing all that stuff. We're throwing the rods
out. My family ain't rich, mate. We ain't got no boat.
You need the boat to get out on the boat. Have you wanted to know how many fish we caught yesterday?
I'm going to say...
Yeah, have a guess.
Judging from your Snapchats...
In the water.
And the guys that you were with...
Throw out a line and
what
just
you look like.
Watch them roll on in.
I'm going to say zero.
And you would be correct. Not one single fish.
Bunch of novices trying to catch a
well,
fish.
Well, are we novices or are they not around at the moment?
You're novices.
Mate, there might not be many fish out in the ocean right now. How
are
do I know?
Are you joking?
Well, how do I know how many fish are out and about? I don't know.
Might there not, is thousands.
Mate, it might not be the right season for fish, for all I know.
You know
right?
that saying? Plenty of fish in the sea.
That means that's for single people.
It
right?
can apply to this story as well.
We didn't eat dinner last night because we went out there to catch our dinner. Not one single fish.
I can't believe you didn't even hook one?
No.
Not even a caddy.
Not even one to kiss and throw back. That's how dire straits it was. A whole day
out
of the
boat. You're in the ocean, you can't catch one? Oh, my God.
A few beers.
Sounds like actually the same when you go out on a Saturday night with your mates, you can't catch anything either.
I did all right in my single days, mate.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I need to get your take on a story I heard last weekend and... It was one of my friends who I'm associated with her through other friends, but I haven't seen her in about 4 years. And I was saying to her, how's your life going? She's actually from England originally, and she's been in Australia for, I think, 3 or 4 years. And she was saying, yeah, my life's pretty messy at the moment. And I was like, oh, are you trying to get a visa here? Like, how's all that going? She started telling me this story that made me feel absolutely sick, and I don't know who could actually go through with it. She started dating this guy. So she's from England. She started dating this Aussie guy. They'd been dating for about 2 years, and at this point, they believed they were going to be together forever. They applied for, I'm not sure of the type of visa it is, but they applied for a visa for her to stay in the country because obviously they've been in a relationship for a long time. A year later, the relationship breaks down because she finds out that he has cheated on her.
Right.
Multiple times.
Multiple. Say one different girl or multiple girls?
Multiple.
Multiple girls.
So.
He's.
The position she's in now, get this, they've broken up.
Mm-hmm.
But they are technically faking their relationship online, on Instagram, on Facebook, on everything to go through with this visa.
And who does the visa benefit? Does it benefit her more, him more, equal, or who does it benefit
well,
here?
Well, it benefits her because she loves this country and she wants to live here forever.
And he's happy to go along with that. I know she's not happy with the cheating and stuff. Yeah, all right.
She's now blackmailing him because she has all this info on him that him and his best mate, they were away on his best mate's bachelor party and his best mate actually cheated on the bride on the night, and she has evidence of that. She's also got photos of him doing the wrong thing.
Other things.
And he,
that happens.
With his job, he would probably end up losing his job. So he's now in the position where he has to go through with this. She goes to see him every couple of days. They take fake photos and then they have to post them online to make the Australian, I guess, what? Who deals with that
stuff? Government.
The government think that they're still in a loving
And how long does this have to go on for? How much longer?
So it's been going on for about 7 months.
But there's a cutoff period, right, where you then qualify.
It's going to have to go on for another 18 months.
Oh, that is
to
a
2 years.
Long time.
18 months to 2 years. And then at the end of it, it's not a guarantee. So at the end of it, they will then have to take an exam where they will interrogate both of them to see if it's actually true that they're a couple and all this kind of stuff. It is full on. And I'm like, how do you deal with it? That means you have to put your life on hold because you can't date anyone else. Because then how do you explain that to them? You have to post on your social media happy photos with this other guy constantly. Like, it's full on.
And how awkward is it when you get together and you have to do those photos? Like, it's like a business meeting.
She said it literally is like a business transaction.
Yeah. Mm.
They have to, like, fake photos at weddings together. Like, she said to me she went to a wedding and, oh, no, he went to the wedding that she was originally invited to when they were obviously together. And then she got uninvited, but then she had to fully get dressed up, turn up at the wedding. He came outside. They took a photo
Brilliant.
So they could post it so it looked like they went to this wedding together.
Mate, I tell you what, I hope they don't go through her phone too hard when the government are checking, because they could just go back to that Bucks night and be like, whoa,
I know.
What is this?
She has to call him and leave her phone on the kitchen sink and just like let it roll so it looks like they're calling each
other. I've never heard of this, to this length.
It's crazy. Yeah. I want to know on 13, 12, 16 right now, could you go through with it? Mm. Could you fake a relationship, especially with someone who's cheated on you?
Mm.
Like, you have to see that person all the time. Like, it's crazy to me.
Australia's a pretty good country to live in, though.
And she wants to live here forever. She's been here for 4 years. She doesn't want to leave. But the position you're in, what do you do? It's a tough one. 13, 12, 16. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Very intricate story this morning. A friend of mine, I hadn't seen her in about 2 years. And she was telling me she's originally from England. She's been in the country for 4 years. She started dating a guy. Things were going really well. They applied for a visa for her to stay here permanently. A year later, she finds out that he has cheated on her and things go south from there. It then obviously puts the visa in jeopardy. She then blackmails him with a bunch of information to say, you need to help me fake this relationship for the next 18 months so I can still get this visa to continue to live in this country.
Can I just say, my friends are boring compared to yours.
Full on,
I need
right?
some new mates. Hamish, lift your game, mate, because this is good stuff. So 13, 12, 16, we're putting it to the people today. Could you go on with that faking it relationship? She's got to do it for, what, 18 months?
She needs to meet up with him. They need to take fake photos because the Australian government check social media these days. So they need to believe that it is a real relationship and that they've been they will be together for the next 18 months.
So they're rocking up to weddings and getting a photo together, even though she's not invited and she's
ducking
leaves, home.
They're going out to dinners just to get a photo and then one of them leaves. It's crazy.
Jono, on 13, 12, 16, what's your take on this, mate?
Oh, I just want to know, why can't she just go out with another Australian bloke?
Because I think she's in the position now where they've applied for this visa and it's actually fraud. If the government find out, then she could be, I think she can be fined, he will also be fined and she will be deported straight away.
Mm.
So that's the position.
The longer they go on with this relation, the more chance they got to get in court. If they start a new one, well, you're off and running again.
It's a big risk.
But then I think you need to apply for a completely new visa.
And start all over again. But at least she was someone that actually might want to be with you and not cheat.
But
I
then
guess.
In between that, she would have to go home.
Let's go to Carolyn in Wyoming. Morning, Carolyn.
Morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. What's your take on this?
I think it's really dishonest and deceitful to have somebody who would rip off the government that way just because they want to stay. And it's also illegal that they're blackmailing someone. You know, Brie, you should dump her as a friend because your friends tell you who you are, with the exception of Channing Tatum.
All right,
brilliant.
Yes. She's not someone who I associate with all the time. Like, I haven't seen her for 2 years. I just happened to run into her. But I'd have to agree with you. Like, I just think it says a lot about you as a character to be able to do that for that period of time. But then also, I can't comment because I'm not her and I haven't been in a country that I absolutely love to live in. I've got all my friends and I think she just got an amazing job here. So she's in a position where she doesn't want to leave a place that she wants to live forever.
The way I look at it, though, Carolyn, is that this guy cheated on her with multiple people. Mm-hmm. She's found out. So part of me goes, sucked in, mate.
He deserves
it. Cop it and just you're going to have to go through with it.
Yeah, but tit for tat doesn't work, and if she's going to blackmail this guy and do something illegal that way, she's going to do something else illegal in the country as well. Like, I'm from Canada.
Yeah.
We've got tons of people that want to go there as well. You know, I'm here looking after my sister and her two kids, and, you know, I see all the stuff that goes wrong and people who take advantage of the system in both countries. You know, we're pretty good countries to live in, and it's just sad.
It's a tough one. So, Carolyn, can I ask, do you have a visa to live here or are you just here on a visitor's visa?
I'm on a bridging visa. Okay. I'm waiting for a carer's visa to come through. My sister's terminal breast cancer, stage 4.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's amazing you're over here doing that for your sister. So that's
100%.
No, totally different story.
I mean, the thing is, though, you didn't grow up in my house. Tick for tat was like the big thing. You needed if your brother or sister did something for you, you just...
Mate, I have 4 sisters.
Oh, jeez. Oh, well,
get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We're waiting for Craig David to join us on the show. He's calling through. He's calling us, Craig.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's calling us up.
Bloody Craig. Has he got our number, does he, Rach?
Yeah, I gave it to him. He asked.
Or is he... Actually, he's in studio, isn't he, Craig? Great.
Is he coming in?
Yep.
Craig. Oh, thanks for telling me, guys. I haven't worn a bra this morning.
Surprise.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, that might win Craig David over.
Craig likes braless chicks as well. while we wait for Craig, let's do this. Rian Gordy, we clear rap rap. All right, Jack the Rapper with the weekly rap rap. He's an accountant, so... We found him, and he needs to progress this rap career. You know, we need to build some momentum with Jack.
Should ask Craig David's advice.
Oh yeah, for up and coming rappers, yeah.
All right, the topics for this week: the Socceroos beating out Syria in extra time, 2-1.
Yep.
In the World Cup qualifier. Of course, the Harvey Weinstein scandal. That's been massive.
Oh,
news.
Interested to hear how Jack gets that in the rap.
That's been huge. Sure. What else has he got in there? The vegan McDonald's burger that they released. Yeah. They're trialing that over in Finland. The Corey Worthington 10-year anniversary party is also in
would
the list.
Hit up that party for sure.
And Jericho winning Survivor this week as well.
All right, it's been a big week. Maybe we can get Jack to perform at that 10-year reunion party if it goes ahead.
That'd be cool.
For Worthington. But all right, Jack the Rapper with the weekly rap rap here at C.
Okay, so yo, how you doing? Hi. For the next minute, negativity aside. Smile on your dial, everything's all good. If I knew I could, I would. Could, I would. Are you winning? Let's start from the beginning. Work our way through it. I won't stop until the ending. Happy ending in Survivor for Jericho. He survived it. Outwit, outplayed, outlasted. I hit another winner. Was the soccer rules. More specifically, Cahill. He came through with 2 goals, 2 headers, 1 in overtime. Edge of the seat. Oh, well, you're feeling fine as the vegans with more to choose. Mickey D's, McDonald's has arranged for you. A new vegan option. If you wanted to go stopping and popping and grab a feed, they don't care to your knees. So let's celebrate like party boy Corey Worthington. Let the head down, get spooky tonight. Halloween for the fiends who dress up so obscene. Or for the horror lovers, lovers all scary. All right, all right. Out of mind, out of sight. The sun still shines, it's the shepherd's delight. So enjoy your weekend, I will see you again. It's Jack the Rapper, Brian Gorney, the end.
Get up with Brian Gorney.
CFM.
This man needs to be chatted to right now. We just heard his brand new song, Heartline, and it's a ripper. Craig David joins us. Morning, Craig.
Morning.
Morning, how are you?
We're good, man. Hey, the new song, loving that.
It's awesome.
Loving
Thank
that.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad you're enjoying it.
It's good, man. How did it go last night when you performed the songs at R&B Fridays live? How does the new songs go compared to the old?
Do you know what? The most amazing thing, and I posted up about it last night, is that performing songs like 7 Days or Fill Me In is incredible. And obviously, a lot of people know those records. But to play Heartline, which is relatively new here in Australia, and seeing people sing the words back to me, I was just so grateful. Do you know what I mean? It's amazing to see when a song connects with a crowd.
Yeah, 100%.
After all the work in the studio. So, yeah, it was brilliant.
People still loving Craig David, which we love, and brings back memories with the old songs as well. I've just got to say, Craig, the ladies in the studio here, just the accent, mate, I know. They're loving it, man. So, you know, you just have to talk and people love you. That's all you need to do.
Pretty
That's
easy.
A good look, man. I'm not mad at that at all. That's, I'll roll with that for sure.
I actually need to tell you, Craig, a couple of years ago, one of my mates, he was the engineer on this big radio tour that they did, and they had all these famous stars, and they're all kicking around, and they travelled the world. And I said to him right at the end of it, I said, who did you like the most? I mean, there were so many celebrities. And he goes, the nicest person out of the whole lot was Craig David.
That's really kind. You know what? That's I'm happy about that. But you know what? Only because I just don't believe the hype where you have to be anything different. I mean, I love making music and performing, but it doesn't mean you have to treat another human being in any different way.
Do you have to work hard, though, Craig, to not be a dick in the industry? Because, I mean, you're getting all these people say yes to you. They love you. You can pretty much do whatever you want.
Your head could get massive,
Craig. If that was me, I'd be
He already does, and he just works on the little radio station here, Craig.
do you know what it is? Is that I'm really grateful for how my mum raised me and my dad, and they just kind of instilled those morals and keep your feet on the floor. And my management, I've been with, like, for 17 years now, and just tells me how it is. I haven't got yes people around me, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I know at the end of the day, you're really only as good as your last song. And it's just, as a songwriter and a performer, that's all I relish, those moments of creating that music. But in terms of meeting other people, It's just we're all the same. It's just like I can never get it when someone's turning down someone for a selfie or they haven't got enough time to say hi or do an autograph. It's like, come on, man. It's like the same people who come out and support you, but yet you don't want to kind of give that love back.
It's definitely changed over time, though, hasn't it? I mean, for a while it would have been signatures and stuff, and now you must get hit up for just selfie after selfie with
Snapchat.
Constant.
It's so much easier. I mean, I find it's even easier. Like, you throw up the selfie, and then for me, the thought of someone being able to go away and that's going to make that person's day, and then they're going to send it to a few of their friends, and that could run on for weeks on end. And you're thinking it took 5 seconds to do that. That for me is like the blessing of social media right now. I love it.
Bree's nodding because she can relate. So she's like, I get it, mate. She's always getting asked for photos
around town.
Big time standard, mate. She can relate to you.
Whatever.
Hey, we wanted to ask you, we mentioned this on our show today. Bree brought it up about the conspiracy theory.
Craig, about yourself. Are you the real Craig David, or is this a bodybuilder taking over Craig's life?
Have you heard of this?
Yeah. They said that, like, I come back some, but I'm embracing it fully, saying like I'm just a 2.0 version, and trust me, this one is real.
More buff and better than ever. We're going all
guns blazing. We're ready.
And mate, is it true that you have some epic penthouse parties? I heard somewhere these things are weekly at your place.
Yeah, do you know what? That's how TS5, which I've been doing on the R&B Live, R&B Fridays live tour, is. Yep. It started in my home as like a few people having a pre-game, a couple shots, and it evolved our 6 years from being in a house party to, I don't know, we played in Sydney, the Kudos Arena, and seeing it go off, or playing 100,000 people at Glastonbury to it. So the evolution of that house party has been unreal.
Just turning a party into a
Gorney just
form
wants an
of,
invite, yeah, Craig. That's what he's after.
You're more than welcome. If I'm over in Miami and you're there, because it's actually a real house party. It's not so,
right.
Okay, let's come up with some concept today. It was like people were actually coming over, and I just wanted people to have a great time, because I was sort of so past that red rope VIP kind of, it was getting too elitist, and I was thinking, come on, guys. Okay. The people who are really having a good time, the ones outside the red rope, really, and everyone else is getting drinks spilled all over them. Well, so,
this is great,
to my house,
because I'm always in Miami, so
I live there most of the time, actually.
An invite, that would be awesome. How do I go about it, Craig? Do I just rock up, knock on the door? How do I?
Rock up at the door will probably get you shut down, but if you just send me a little tweet, and then we follow each other back, then just DM me and it'll be good to go.
Done. I'm going to get onto that right now. And while we're on the topic, and we won't hold up too much of your time here, Craig, but one last thing.
I'm so sorry in advance for this, Craig.
Big news on the Bree and Gorney show this week is that Channing Tatum has followed my friend Bree here on Instagram. Out of nowhere, might I add, just added her, and they've started up a conversation. Mm-hmm. There's been a little bit of back and forth. Now we're in a position where we want to know what Bree should write back to Channing. You're a smooth dude. Could you wingman my friend Bree here?
How do I get impregnated with one of his babies, Craig?
I think you need to rock a little bit of silence for a minute.
That's what I'm doing.
That's what she's doing, mate. She's playing hard to get.
Keep it silent, and then if you get another message through, then my man's keen.
The double message.
Okay, so you're going to wait for a double message from Channing Tatum. It's risky, but how long
risky
can you...
Risky business. You've got to be in it to win it.
I've come this far.
All right. We love the tips, Craig. We love the brand new song as well. And we can't wait to hit up one of your parties in Miami. And people can get around the country and see Craig David, R&B Fridays Live. There'll be a lot of people excited to see you, mate. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
Get up with Bree and Gorney.
CFM.